Channel Joe, Mike Farron, and Jim Duquette. First off, I'm just so sorry that this happened. I know it's not the first time that you've been through this before, but I can't imagine it ever gets easier.
No, I think you understand it better as you go through it more times. You know, and we underperformed, and that falls on me. So this is what happens.
Yeah, Joe, sorry for the news.
Thank you.
Curious, did they tell you this morning, or is it, you know, I know you guys had the off day. They told you this morning.
Dave called me this morning and asked me to come in. So I went in and you know, he told me we're going to make a change. And I said, okay. And, you know, I packed up and I'm actually on my way back to my apartment. And, you know, so I wish him nothing but the best of luck. I think there's more talent in that room than the way that we have played. And I hope, you know, for the Middletons and the Bucks and the organization and the fans, that they can turn this around and get to the playoffs.
Joe, what were the things that were the toughest you felt like to get the team on track this year? What were the things that made things most difficult in terms of trying to get things going?
Well, I think there's a number of things, reasons we didn't win. I think we gave too many extra outs. That probably cost us four or five games, maybe even more. I think at times our bullpen struggled. We had some guys that I think have much better stuff than the potential that they pitched to, which led to some games. And I think some guys got off to some slow starts offensively. And that happens, right? But, you know, I think you can overcome sometimes one thing, maybe even two, but sometimes when it's more than that, I think it's somewhat difficult because I can look back on this last week when we were, 3-7. And I think realistically, we probably should have been 7-3. Well, that's going to fall on me because we weren't. And I understand that. And I just pray that, you know, that they get better and they get to the playoffs.
You know, the hard part too, I was thinking about this morning, even before you were, you know, we saw the news was, you know, you've gone through a tough part of the schedule and you've underperformed and you just selfishly think, okay, well there are, you know, I saw what you'd said the other day, like there are seemingly better days ahead, you would think.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at, you know, what the club has faced, right. In the last, 3 weeks, we went to Seattle. We saw Robbie Ray and the pitcher of the month in April. Then we went and played four at the Dodgers. I think we came home and we played the Padres and the Dodgers. Then we went to Atlanta and New York. And then we played San Francisco, and now they play the Angels. I mean, Atlanta really and Seattle were the only clubs that weren't over 500. And, you know, you see their best two pitchers in Seattle and Atlanta. We all know they're better than their record has indicated this so far. And it was a real tough part of the schedule. And, you know, a lot of those series, we were 1-2, where I think a lot of the series, we should have been 2-1. I think we could have won 3 games in Atlanta pretty easily. I think we could have won 2 games in New York pretty easily. And we just didn't. And that's why I'm driving home with my stuff in the car.
We're talking to Joe Girardi here on Power Alley. You know, Joe, you talked a little bit about the defense. The other thing that stood out was that the bullpen had trouble throwing strikes consistently. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious, you know, just maybe now, not that you have, you know, full perspective on this, but what was going on behind the scenes to try and help this? Because that to me is, like, we knew that there were going to be defensive issues with the team, right? There were some guys that had below average reputations defensively. I'm not sure that we expected this out of the bullpen, and I'm kind of curious what was going on to try and alleviate that and whether or not you felt like it was on the right path.
Well, I think there were discussions, and I think a lot, Caleb and our staff, about how we get better, about where the catcher's set up, not moving to the corners too much. But I think that some of it is in the DNA of the guys, right? I wouldn't say they're all pinpoint accuracy. I think some of them are more stuff-oriented, right? You know, you look at an Alvarado, he's really about stuff. You look at a Familia, he's about stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they've, you know, and they usually are able to get out of it. You know, they walk one guy and they get potential to get strikeouts and double plays for whatever reason it wasn't. And I think sometimes it's unfair to judge the relievers the way we do, because I think we give the starters a pass in a sense because of the short spring training. But I think the short spring training hurt a lot of relievers too. Because I don't think relief pitching has been as good this year. And I think some of them probably early on were trying to generate more power, and it probably led to some mechanical flaws because they're like, hey, I'm used to having 96 and 97, you know, the first week of the season. I got 93, 94, and that's it, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that could have led to some issues. It's hard to put your finger completely on it, but I know they're much better than what they pitched. You know, I think Brad Hand has started to really pitch well, and you know, his issues early weren't – he wasn't giving up so many runs, but there were some walks, but he's really started to pitch well. And I believe in Corey Knebel, and I think Familia, I believe in him, and I think Brogdon is throwing better. So I do believe there's better days for the bullpen too.
Yeah.
And you know, so – but it's not going to get – it's going to start to get a little easier in a sense of you're not playing all the top-notch teams one after another. But again, they're playing the Angels, who are struggling. But you know, 2 weeks ago they were on top of the world, and then you're going to Milwaukee, and I just, you know, like I said, I hope they turn it around, because I think the Middleton and the Buck family have been fantastic. They were fantastic to me. You know, I truly love them. They're great owners, and it deserves better.
Yeah. One more on the defense I wanted to ask you. Just like, it is hard to turn a bad defensive team around, a roster. Like, you've seen this, and I know if you had the personnel to do it, you would have. But you know, in that sense, like is there an internal fix? Because we were looking at this just from afar, mm-hmm. and it doesn't look like there is one. It's almost like, all right, to get better defensively, you almost have to look outside the organization at some point.
Yeah, I think the pieces are the pieces that they have. You know, I think, you know, you can get better just by work, right? And I think people have improved by work. But this is more of an offensive starting pitching club, right? I think it's based more on offensive pitching, right? And I think we knew that the defense, I mean, there's some physical limitations. But that doesn't mean that these guys aren't busting their butts and doing everything they can to get better, because I believe they were, and I believe the coaches were doing that. But you can only run so fast, right? And you can only cover so much ground if you're an infielder by your physical limitations. You can do some things to try to improve that first step, but you can't make people faster, really, in a sense.
Right.
So, you know, Paco is working all the time on the guys' jumps. And he's out there. Bobby Dickerson is working with the infielders all the time and is out there, and they're busting their butts. And hopefully, as time goes on, they do get better, and that's not an issue.
Right. Yeah.
Joe, we really appreciate you joining us. I mean, so soon after this news was delivered to you, too. I hope this isn't uncomfortable, but you've known Rob Thompson for a long, long time, and I know he's been a trusted ally of yours. He's going to take over for the remainder of the season. What can you tell us about Rob and what, you know, he's interviewed for manager jobs before. This is the first opportunity he's had to do this.
Yeah. You know, I would argue he's the best coach I've ever been around. I mean, he is more prepared than any coach I've ever been around. He has great baseball sense. Like, I think he deserved a chance a long time ago. I hope he turns this around and runs his team to the playoffs, and they do great, and that he continues as a manager. I love the guy to death. You know, I could almost argue that every win except the wins with the Florida Marlins, Rob Thompson has had a hand in my life, a huge hand. You know, I'm just really pulling his wife, Michelle. They got a dog named Yogi now. I'm pulling for this guy because I believe he deserved an opportunity a long time ago. And I think he's a fantastic coach, and he'll be fantastic for this group.
Joe, I know it's, again, last minute here. What do you do here now that, now that the season effectively is over for you? Do you go back home, or do you have anything in mind now? I know very early on that, but I mean, there's a lot of things that you want to still manage, I'm assuming.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of things that I'm going to do. My daughter has 5 games this weekend up here, basketball games, so I will attend every one.
Love it.
I will go. I'm on my way home. I will eat some breakfast because I haven't eaten, which is really unusual. And I will go rebound for her, and then I will go lift with her and my son.
Yes.
I will throw BP to my son today. My son is going to play in Burlington in that MLB Appy League.
Oh, yeah.
I will go watch him. Maybe I'll broadcast some games and get an opportunity. But I'm not a guy that can sit still. You will not see me sitting on a dock somewhere, or I will be really active, and I'm just going to enjoy my family and enjoy their process of trying to be successful in life.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, Joe, you've been great with us and always, and, you know, we've known you for a long time. We really appreciate you coming on every week, and especially today. We're so sorry that it happened, but enjoy the family time, and I know that at some point we'll either be seeing you on TV or hearing you on the radio, because you're one of the best analysts, too, and if you want to spend a little time with us, we always have a spot open for you. So,
well, I appreciate it. You know, the funny thing about this is the last 4 weeks, the phones have been an issue for me getting in contact with you guys. This is the first week in like 4 weeks that it worked normal. So, but I appreciate your guys' fairness with me and our relationship. And have a great weekend. And I'm, you know, there's only a few people I ever wanted to meet in our game of baseball that I feel like I didn't get to meet. Lou Gehrig was one, right?
Yeah,
and
today
is Lou Gehrig, you know, around the ballpark, and I'm sad that I'm going to miss that. But what an American hero. And we had a Lieutenant Colonel Chuck come in and speak to us that has ALS. And he was such an inspiration to our team the other day. And he spoke Wednesday. And I'm not surprised that we won that game by the message that he had to give through his daughter, who just finished at Army, and his wife. Mm-hmm. And I'm praying for them. And he's throwing out the first pitch tonight. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, that is amazing. Yeah, and yeah, a lot of money and attention being raised for ALS over the last couple of days of research and care, and we appreciate all you've done for that too. Joe, we'll talk soon.
Thank you,
Joe. Thank you so much.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right.